Welcome to a new episode of Nati in UK. And yes, this is a special edition in English. I finally made my mind and I'm doing it. You guys requested it so much. Here, my friends in the UK wanted to know what I was talking about in my podcast. And of course, you do not speak Spanish. So here you have it. I'm going to try to summarize and highlight not all the episode, but just most important parts. And so that you can know what I'm talking about in this place. Just like I said in the first episode, why podcasting? Why I decided to start a podcast? So everything started one day. I was on my way driving work and I was listening to a podcast. It was like a business podcast or something. Actually, I think it was like on the top charts in the UK by that time. And it was about a man who was a millionaire and he decided like to just talk on a daily basis about how he became millionaire and how you could do it. Anyways, so I said, why not me doing the exact same thing, just like a journal, you know, but about my experience, like how I came to the UK, how I did it, all the experiences that I've been through in this country, which been, I swear, it's been crazy. And yeah, so it began. So at the beginning, I thought, all right, this could be like a fun way to catch up with my friends, with my family, so they can know what's going on here, how's my life going, etc. And it went pretty well. The first month of releasing my podcast, I was in the second place on the top charts of most listened podcasts in Chile, like in the leisure category. I was in shock, like, how? I only had like, I don't know, 2 episodes. So I said, all right, this is going well. Maybe I should keep doing it, you know? And here we are. So, who the hell am I? Where I come from? Let me tell you a little bit about myself. So, as you may already know, my name is Natalia. I prefer people calling me Nati, but for some reason, people think it's too hard to pronounce it, which I don't think so. But anyways, it's just Nati, whatever. I'm from Chile, that is in South America. If you're not driving right now, please do me a favor and take out your phone and Google Chile, like, on the map. And try to find where it is. Because some people didn't even know that it was a place in the world. So, when you see South America, you'll find, like, the longest country in South America and also the western country. As you can see, it's very, very long. On the west, you have the Pacific Ocean, and then on east, you have the Andes Mountains. Why I'm telling you this? Because that gives our country such beautiful climates wherever you are. So it's the opposite from here. So in the north, you'll find desert, Atacama Desert, and then if you go south, you'll find Antarctica. That being said, you can now understand why our country has so many beautiful landscapes all around the country. We have 4 seasons very marked: spring, autumn, summer, winter. And you can find, I swear, different kind of animals, plants and flowers because of that. Same with fruits and veggies. It's just amazing. And I know it's because I'm coming from there and I'm speaking so good about it, but it's true. Just Google pictures about Chile. And you'll understand what I'm talking about. So in case you were wondering what language we speak Spanish. Because we were conquered by Spain in, I don't know, 1540 or something. And they were looking for gold. They didn't find any. Although they found we were really rich in agriculture, which is true. Then another question that I get a lot is why Chile's name is Chile? And to be honest, I had absolutely no idea, so I did my homework and I Googled it. There are 2 theories. The first one is that when conquerors arrived, they listened to this bird, a black bird called Trile. And the singing of the bird was like, Chile, Chile, something like that. So that's why they gave us that name, like Men of Chile. And then the second theory makes a little bit more sense because the first people from America in Chile, and when I say America, please do not think about the US. America is the whole fucking continent, not just North America. So first Native American people in Chile which name are Mapuche, Mapuche people, in their language, in which the language name is Mapudungun, there is the word Chile that means the end of the world, meaning that our country is in the end of the world, which kind of makes more sense. If you take a look at the map, we are literally on the bottom, like there's nothing else there. So maybe that makes more sense. And then there is this third theory, which is not like really a proper theory on Wikipedia or Google. It's just like what people think is. People think that Chile's name is because the shape of the country looks like a chili, like the spicy thing you eat, which kind of makes more sense because it does look like a chili. But I think it's not because of that. Actually, Chile is more likely to be related to Mexico than with Chile. Now, how I decided to move to the UK, how I found a job, it's kind of a fun story because I think it was like 3 years ago. I was still in uni. I was actually in the last year of vet school. I'm a vet now. And I was literally bored one day looking for jobs, like on Google, like sending many resumes or CV to people in Chile, and nobody answered back. So I said, all right, let's see what's abroad. I literally Googled something like vet career opportunities abroad or something like that. And I found a company that I'm working for right now. And I sent my resume. And I swear, I wasn't even expecting an answer. And 2 weeks later, I got an email saying, yes, we're interested and we want to have a video call to interview you. And I was like in shock, like, what the fuck? Like, nobody in my country answered and someone in the UK wants to contact me. What, like, what are the odds? Anyways, of course, I applied, had the interview, went really well. But then, unfortunately, all the process was cancelled because COVID started, like all the pandemic. So I was stuck at home like for a whole year and they told me, I'm sorry, you needed to apply again when you can fly to this country because right now with all the restrictions, you cannot come and so on. So yeah, just waited. 1 year later, I apply again and things were going well again. I was about to come and then, yes, the war, Russia, Ukraine, all the visa process was delayed because of that, so I needed to wait at least, I don't know, like 6 months for my visa to be even considered because it was not like urgent for the UK, so I waited. So in total, the process to come to the UK was at least 2 years of waiting. Then another question that I get a lot is, why are you here in the UK, like looking at me with sad eyes, like you could be in your country, it's so much beautiful, the weather is so much better. Yes guys, I know the weather sucks here in the UK, I do know that, but as I just told you, like this was a job career opportunity and I know that here I'm not allowed to work as a proper vet because my diploma, since it's from South America, is not recognized in the European Union. I cannot work as a proper vet. I do know that. But unfortunately, I'm earning more money here than if I would be working as a vet, even in my country right now. So yeah, that's another important fact. And then there is a second reason. I love languages so much. Like, I always wanted to be immersed in the language that I learned for so many years. I learned English since I was like, I don't know, 10 years old. And then I can speak German as well because I started learning since I was 4. So what's the point of learning a language if you're not gonna speak it, you know? I just realized that I won't be able to tell you everything I want in just one episode. If I do, it's gonna be too long. So to end this first episode, I just want to tell you a little bit about myself, even though you can get things from what I say here. So I consider myself someone very spontaneous, very social, active, always on the move. I'm just very curious about life in general. And of course, very Latin American, very warm in terms of being affectionate. I do love hugs. I do love interact with people. I love getting to know people, like, in a more deeper connection. Like, I'm generally interested in other cultures. I don't know what else to say. Actually, I think you understand what I'm trying to explain, because the thing of me being too friendly brought me some misunderstandings, because most Latin American people are just like very smiley, very affectionate, and they're probably gonna ask you things about personal stuff, and it's like a cultural thing, you know, like we do care about other people a lot, even if it's a stranger. I'm not saying everyone, but you can really tell between someone from a cold country and then if you compare it to someone from a warm country like Latin America, you can tell. And when I say that I had some misunderstandings, is because since I'm too friendly, and apparently people is not used to people being friendly with them, they sometimes think that I'm flirting with them or that I have second intentions, but I'm not, guys. It's just how I am. Now that we're talking about this, I want to say something that really makes me so mad. Like, I hate it when people ask me this, but some of you assume that the reason that I'm here is because that I'm married, like I got a British passport or something, and I do not. And it annoys me so much, because your question is not like, are you married? No, your question is, so where is your husband from? And I'm like, I do not have a husband. And then, how did you get here? Working visa. And they are like, so like surprised because I'm a woman or myself in another country who's not married, like it's suspicious. And it's like, guys, like it's 21st century. Well, to finish this episode, I want to read out loud something that I wrote. This is something that I do very often on my podcast episode. So I do this thing that I like writing, sometimes poems. I don't know if you can call them poems, but anyway, or sometimes it's just like my personal journal. I just write what I'm feeling or what I'm going through in that moment. And when I feel like sharing, I do read what I wrote out loud. So, of course, I usually write in Spanish, but I don't know why, for some reason, on April the 6th, I decided to write something in English. So let's see what I wrote. Just for you to have a little bit of context, I wrote this on a plane. That was the first time that I was coming back home since I moved to England. And well, let's find out what I wrote, because that's the interesting part of reading things out loud, because most of the time I do not remember what I wrote. So here it goes. April the 6th, 2023. I might be like an hour away from hugging everyone right now. I'm on my last plane on my way home. And again, life is teaching me, or reminding me, to be patient. The flight departed 40 minutes later than expected. All these 40 minutes, I've been picturing in my head every reunion or every moment that I'll meet someone home. Every hello, every hug, and trying to imagine their faces of disbelief when they see me. By the way, it was a surprise. Nobody knew that I was going home, that's why. So, something curious happened earlier. I was picturing my dad's face, and in my head, I told him, "Dad, you were right. I made it." A second after that thought, some tears dropped from my eyes. Isn't it powerful? Like, give me a second. Like, the feeling of making my parents proud. My mom and my dad told me that no matter when I was coming back home, I would be different or bigger. And I felt it. I feel now bigger in so many ways. I am generally so proud of myself. Can't wait to hug you all. See you soon. Yeah, that was how I was feeling on the plane back home. By the way, I needed to go to Chile so bad. When I came back, I felt less stressed. Like, I needed to see that everyone was okay in Chile, that even though I moved, things weren't that different, and most of the fears that I had were only, like, on my mind, you know. So that travel, I think, changed me for the good. If you are still here listening to my podcast, let me tell you, thank you so much. And if we met, I'm so happy we met. Like, I've met so many beautiful people here. I don't regret any second. Even the bad things that happened to me that I'm going to tell you in the next episode helped me to grow somehow. And like I always say at the end of my podcast, what happens in the podcast stays in the podcast.